Hare Krishna, now I'll ask His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj to speak about his offering.
I'll read from my offering. Quote, the spiritual master is always considered either one of the confidential associates of Srimati Radharani or a manifested representation of Srila Nityananda Prabhu. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 147 purport. My dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my prostrated obeisances at your lotus feet. All glories to your divine grace. All glories to your causeless mercy. Lord Nityananda, as you taught us, is the original spiritual master. He is an incarnation of Balaram, who is the first expansion of Krishna and the first being to perform the function of a spiritual master, to serve Krishna and give knowledge of Krishna. While acting as a spiritual master, Nityananda manifests his own nature, which is most merciful. And we think of your mood of compassion, which you demonstrated as you acted as a spiritual master and world acharya, and how close it is to Lord Nityananda's. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, said of Srila Nityananda Prabhu, Preme Matta Nityananda Kripa Avatar, Uttama Adama Kichu Nakare Vichar. Because he is intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, he does not distinguish between the good and the bad. Ye age padaye tare kaye nistara, ate eva nistarila mohena durachara. He delivers all those who fall down before him. Therefore, he has delivered such a sinful and fallen person as me. We pray to be worthy to say the same of you. Age padye, to bow or fall down before the spiritual master, to surrender to the spiritual master, is the first qualification for any disciple. The Bhagavad Gita instructs, Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. First, pranipat. You must fall down. Surrender before the spiritual master. And anyone who falls down before you, Srila Prabhupada, even though he or she may be durachar, sinful and fallen, will be delivered. In other words, being durachar is not a disqualification for receiving your mercy, as long as one has the qualification, age padaye, one should fall down before you. In other words, one should be humble and sincerely follow your instructions. Brajendra Nandana Ye Sachi Suta Hoilo Se Balaram Hoilo Nitai Dina Hina Yata Chilo Hariname Udarilo Tara Sakshi Jagai Madhai. Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Vraja, became Lord Chaitanya, the son of Sachi, and Balaram became Nitai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. The two sinners, Jagai and Madhai, are evidence of this. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda came to reclaim the most fallen souls by giving them Harinam, the holy names of Krishna, to chant. In other words, they deliver people through the process of Krishna consciousness. And by engaging in bhakti yoga and chanting the holy names of Krishna, the fallen souls gradually awaken their love for Krishna. Once in Bombay, an Indian gentleman approached you and cried, "Swamiji, Swamiji, only you can save me. Only you can deliver me. Please be merciful. Please save me." And you replied, "I cannot save you. You have to save yourself. But I can give you the process by which you can save yourself." Following Gaur Nitai, you brought Harinam with you to deliver the fallen souls. Yet although you offer it to us freely, still we have to take it. You gave us detailed instructions on how to chant and achieve the ultimate goal of life, but we have to do our part. Another time in Bombay, a disciple said to you, "Please give me your mercy so that I can follow your instructions." And you replied, "My mercy is that I have given you my instructions. Now you have to follow them." And you gave the example that if someone has fallen in a well and a benefactor comes and hands down a rope, the person below cannot pray, "Please make my fingers curl around the rope." The benefactor has sent down the rope, and he is prepared to pull you up, but you have to hold on to it. You said, "My mercy is that I have given you my instructions. Now you have to follow them." You give mercy, but we have to take it. And the qualification for taking it is genuine humility. That is the meaning of pranipat. If we are humble, we will bow down. We will surrender and submissively follow your instructions. In the earlier days of the movement in 1968, after a talk in Seattle, you asked a question. You asked for questions, and a young man remarked, "I feel that as beings we are all more or less equal. I don't feel that I have to bow down to anyone." You replied, "You have diagnosed your own disease. That is the disease of materialism. Everyone is thinking, I want to be master. I don't want to bow down." You continued, "You don't want to bow down, but you are forced to bow down." The man admitted that he was subordinate to his boss, but he maintained that he didn't want to bow down to anyone spiritually. Your divine grace replied, "You are bowing down to everyone. You are bowing down to death. You are bowing down to disease. You are bowing down to old age. You are bowing down to so many things. You are forced." "Once we come to understand this," you explained, "we can ask ourselves, where shall I be happy even by bowing down?" That is Krishna. Your bowing down will not be stopped because you are meant for that. But if you bow down to Krishna and Krishna's representative, you will be happy. By bowing down to Krishna and Krishna's representative, to Nityananda and his representative, to your divine grace, we will be truly happy if we truly bow down. We will gain eternal happiness, Nityananda. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that anyone who falls down before Nityananda Prabhu, even if he or she is Durachar, sinful and fallen, will be delivered. And he gave himself as an example. He saved even me. That sentiment arose from his profound humility. Srila Prabhupada, you are an incarnation of mercy, Kripa Avatar. And in distributing mercy, you did not consider who was good or bad, high or low. You saved all who fell down before you. And thus you expanded the merciful mission of Gaur Nitai. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtana Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana. The fundamental religious system in the age of Kali is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Unless empowered by Krishna, one cannot propagate the Sankirtan movement. No one in history has ever spread the Sankirtan movement like you. You spread it all over the world, which no one else had ever done, to the highest and to the lowest. Thus we conclude you are an empowered Shaktavesh avatar. A dear friend in Mumbai, a leading industrialist as well as a wonderful devotee, Rishikesh Mufatlal, who was initiated as Krishna Chandra Das, told me that he felt that every devotee should see the footage taken of Srila Prabhupada when he first came to America, to see the people he was preaching to on the Lower East Side of New York, and in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. We cannot imagine the people Srila Prabhupada was preaching to, he said. Until you actually see the films, you cannot have any idea. It is beyond the power of words to describe the people that your divine grace influenced when you first came to America. Just the fact that you came, that you lived among them, that you spoke with them, that you invited them and cooked for them, is amazing. And that you induced them to accept Krishna consciousness is beyond human comprehension. At first, you didn't even have your own place to stay. You were living in different places in New York. At one stage, you were living with a young man who seemed to be interested, and you were hopeful that you could train him as a Vaishnav. But one day, on a dose of LSD, he went crazy. He stood before you. He could have done anything. And you ran down the four flights of stairs onto the streets of the Bowery, the worst part of New York, notorious throughout the world, and you didn't know where to go. You had no place to go. Then you went to the loft of another young man, Carl Jurgens. Carl was living with his wife in one large room, with areas partitioned off for the bedroom and kitchen. Carl was nice. He liked to be with you. He was interested in Indian culture, and you were teaching him Sanskrit. You were all living together. But his wife didn't very much appreciate having you there all the time. So that became uncomfortable. Then Carl approached Michael Grant, who was later initiated as Mukunda Das, and they rented a small storefront and apartment for you. But even then you were living among drug-addicted hippies, who are most fallen and sinful in their habits and morality. But you did that for us, just to save us. Later, the poet Allen Ginsberg wrote, Swami Bhaktivedanta came to the USA and went swiftly to the archetype spiritual neighborhood, New York's Lower East Side, and installed intact and ancient, perfectly preserved piece of street India. He adorned a storefront as his ashram and adored Krishna therein, and by patience and good humor, singing, chanting, and expounding Sanskrit terminology day by day, established Krishna consciousness in the psychedelic, mind-manifesting center of America East. To choose to attend to the Lower East Side, what kindness and humility and intelligence. One of your early disciples from the Lower East Side came to India when the movement in India was still quite new. You had centers in Calcutta and Bombay and a small rented place in Delhi. The temple president from Calcutta phoned Bombay and informed your secretary that that early disciple was smoking marijuana, ganja, and asked what he should do. Through your secretary, you replied, tell that devotee that if he doesn't stop smoking ganja, I will reject him. After the phone call, Tamal Krishna Goswami asked you, is it true that you would reject him? You said, no, I cannot reject anyone. Then Tamal Krishna Goswami said, but isn't there a limit? Don't you have to draw the line somewhere? And your divine grace replied, there is no limit to Lord Nityananda's mercy. That was your mood in giving mercy. You wanted to give everyone the chance to chant the holy name in the association of devotees, in the hope that it would reform and transform them. In a lecture in Los Angeles, you told us, to approach Radha and Krishna, you need the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, you need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you have to approach people like Jagai and Madhai. So we start down at the bottom and we end way up at the top. That is the extreme mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, which you, Srila Prabhupada, came to give us. How is it that this highest kind of devotional service, the service of Radha and Krishna, is being offered to the most fallen people in Kali Yuga? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur answers, it is like a king who becomes intoxicated, goes into his treasury, takes out his most precious gems, and then goes out on the street and starts giving them away to the poorest people on the road. How can you explain it? It is his choice. They are his jewels. He can do with them what he wants. And in his intoxicated state, he distributes them very freely. Naivo payantya payachim kavayastavesha pramayusapikritam radha mudasmaranta Yontar bahis tanubritam ashubam vidanvan Acharya chaita vapusha swagatim venaki. As Sri Uddhava said to Sri Krishna, O my Lord, transcendental poets and experts in spiritual science could not fully express their indebtedness to you, even if they were endowed with the prolonged lifetime of Brahma. For you appear in two features, externally as the Acharya and internally as the Super Soul, to deliver the embodied living being by directing him how to come to you. Srimad Bhagavatam 11:29-6. Although we can never repay our debt to you, if we have the mood of wanting to repay that debt, then we should follow your merciful example, as you wrote after your Vyas Puja 1 year. If you at all feel indebted to me, then you should preach vigorously like me. That is the proper way to repay me. Of course, no one can repay the debt to the spiritual master, but the spiritual master is very much pleased by such an attitude by the disciple. End quote. We should work together to spread Krishna consciousness, following in your footsteps, in the mood of Lord Nityananda, only by your mercy. But how can I preach when I don't really practice? And how can I practice when I haven't really surrendered? Here too, I must pray for your mercy, your causeless mercy, my only hope. Your Durachar servant who refuses to bow down, Giriraj Swami. Hare Krishna.